This is 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital and streaming on 3cr.org.au. We continue our Nakba Day coverage with recordings shared by Mercedes Zanka from Uprise Radio and A Friday Rave. The first speech was recorded on Nakba Day in 2022, following the murder of Shireen Abu Akla, 4 days prior to the 24th anniversary of the Nakba. This week, an investigation has emerged naming the Israeli soldier who assassinated her.
يا فلسطيني يا والبندقاني رماكو صا فلسطيني يا والبندقاني رماكو والصهيونية تقتل حمامكو بحداكو يا فلسطيني يا وانا بدي اسافر حداكو ناري بايديا وايديا تنزل معاكو.
Today there is no proof of the power of storytelling more significant than the reprehensible murder of Shireen Abu Akleh. Her storytelling focused on giving voices to the humans in the struggle, that we are daughters and sons, and we are fathers and mothers. And despite our distance, our hearts and minds are connected through her. Here today, it is clear that through our voices, she is immortalized in a way no violence can touch. I invite you to approach this Nakba, our catastrophe, not as something just to commemorate. This is not some long past historical event to remember quietly on May 15th every year. The catastrophe persists. The illegal evictions in occupied territories like Sheikh Jarrah, they still occur. The blockade wall around Gaza remains upright. Ethnic cleansing still occurs. It is more obvious, more than ever, that the freedom and protection of the press remains under attack. The Nakba is ongoing, and so too is our role in it. Today, let yourself mourn what has been lost and those who have been taken. Find time to reflect on what once was. Take a moment to feel helpless and angry and desperate, but only take a moment. Because as long as this Nakba persists, so will we. There is change happening here and now, and it has started with voices like Shireen's. And it continues with yours and mine. Palestine can be found in the land, but her murder makes it starkly apparent that Palestine exists beyond borders. It is also its people. It is this movement. It is the food, it is the poetry, it is this rally today. But most of all, Palestine is alive and found in our voices and our stories as we shout that we are here and we exist unapologetically. Tonight, we put aside our mourning, and tomorrow, and every day following that, we fight for what is yet to be gained, for what will be returned. Because the rust, it can be removed from the keys, and we can return to our homes, and we can sow new seeds in our grandmother's gardens. And tomorrow, Palestine will be free. Thank you.
The next series of speeches were recorded from Nakba 2023 and speak to the violence, murder, and the Israeli airstrikes in Gaza and the West Bank prior to October 7 and to the strength and samud of the Palestinians.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea! From the river to the sea! Free, free Palestine! Over this week, we have witnessed the bombing of Gaza. Warplanes going in and out, bomb after bomb. Bomb after bomb. Register that over this weekend, 40 warplanes have gone in and out of Gaza, bombing children, bombing everyone, residential buildings, houses, homes of Palestinians. Shame!
Shame!
Register that at the start of this week, the death count of Palestinians in Palestine was 100. And over the course of this week, 34 people have been killed in Gaza, have been killed in their homes, in their sleep, have been killed in their cars. Shame!
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 And as we stand here today, look at the scourge of the American and of the Israeli threat across the world. In Sudan, we see a civil war. In Pakistan, we see the London Plan. In Turkey, we see the United States officials politic and try to bring down the struggle of the righteous and bring the oppressors into power. Shame on Israel. Shame on America. Shame on anyone who supports them.
Free!
And Palestine will be free. And talking from what Uncle Gary said, this is all connected. Every person is connected. I am a Palestinian living in Australia. The British put me here. Uncle Gary has been dispossessed of his home. The British did that. Who did the British support? Israel. And then who took the mantle of supporting the garrison in the Middle East? That vile, evil, terrorist entity. That was America. That was the West. That was Australia. And we call for the downfall of all of those criminal entities. And know that today, Israel is the terrorist state. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Israel out of West Bank!
Israel
out of Gaza!
Long live the
Intifada!
Intifada,
Intifada!
Intifada,
Intifada! And let us not forget, the Nakba is not just a catastrophe, it is a testament to the strength, to the dignity of the Palestinian people. And it's like what we said, that our dignity, our honor, our land, our respect is not a commodity we will trade as Palestinians. It is nothing. It is no coincidence. Listen to me here. It is no coincidence. It is no coincidence that we are still struggling after 75 years. It is no coincidence that we are still fighting after 75 years. Why? Because every Palestinian does their part. Every fighter does their part. Every martyr does their part. And right now we need you to do your part, because we will continue the fight. We will continue the fight until Palestine is free, until this oppression is done, and until we can all say that justice has been achieved. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
The English translation for Nakba, catastrophe, is reductive, because it isn't a sudden natural disaster, nor is it a tragic relic from the past. The Nakba is an organized and ongoing process of colonialization and genocide that neither began nor ended in 1948. The perpetrators have names and the crime scene still remains active, but their time will come. The rich and powerful who have orchestrated this will have to answer for the horrors and the pain they've inflicted, the horrors and the pain that have made every day Nakba Day in Palestine. The Nakba is happening as we speak. Shame. They thought that the old will die and the young will forget. But alhamdulillah, our parents and our parents' parents taught us the importance of remembering our land, for fighting for our land, and for returning to our land. They have kept the keys to the homes they were forcibly removed from and passed them down to us, because we will return. We will return. We will return. We will return.
We will return.
So with that being said, I'd like to introduce our first speaker of the day, Ola Dersi. Ola is a medical scientist who specializes in cervical cancer. She has been on the committee of the Palestine Community Association since 2011, and she was born and raised in Gaza. Please give her a warm welcome.
Salam, everyone. I just want to, before I start, acknowledge this is land will be Aboriginal land. Thank you all for coming out every week to support our causes, the struggle to liberate Palestine from the river to the sea. As a Palestinian from Gaza, I stand before you with the heart heavy, with the grief, anger, and determination. As a Palestinian from Gaza, I have witnessed firsthand the horrors inflicted upon my people. In the past 7 months, I saw the echoes of the Nakba echoing through the street of Gaza. In 1948, Zionists tore Palestinians apart, destroyed their homes, and shattered their lives. Today, in 2024, despite all international and human rights law, Zionists are doing the same thing to Palestinians before our very eyes. Okay. For 7 months, Israel has shamelessly broken every law. Occupation and indiscriminate bombing of Palestinians in Gaza killed more than 35,000 and injured hundreds of thousands more. 70% are women and children. The Zionist goal from this genocide has never been clearer. The Zionist goal has always been total displacement of the Palestinian, the confiscation of Gaza's land. Zionists have done it before in 1948, and they are doing it now before our own eyes, televised for the world to see. Our suffering is not hiding behind closed door. It is broadcast for all to witness. And yet, the occupation continues to attack Rafah, despite the overwhelming evidence of Israel's crimes against humanity. The Zionist occupation ordered Gazans to move back to Khan Yunis, where there is not a single drop of water. Not a single house is intact, where there is no infrastructure, no hospitals. Palestinians are digging the ground, searching for water to drink. Shame. The Australian government has to grow a spine. Has to grow a spine. The Australian government has to act according to the principles it claims to hold dear. The Australian government's language and behaviors are complicit in this genocide. Yes. Gaza has freed many and has shown the world that the price for freedom is hefty and must be paid. They can lie, they can steal, but rest assured that this is the beginning of the end of Zionism, capitalism, and colonization. But let me tell you this, we the people will not be silent. We, the Palestinian, will not be erased. We are freedom fighters. And we will continue to resist, to fight for our rights, our dignity, our liberation. So let us raise our voice in unity. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. Thank you all.
This is 3CR, and we just heard recordings from Nakba Day in 2022 and 2023. Now we go to Hashmat Mosli, political analyst and former journalist who worked for Al Jazeera for over two decades, speaking at the gates of Heat Treatment Australia on the 16th of February 2024. Heat Treatment Australia has a metal processing facility in Campbellfield, and alongside their facilities in Brisbane, Sydney and Los Angeles, undertake the heat treatment for components for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter that are being used by the IDF to drop bombs on Gaza. Over 8 months, community members in Campbellfield organized a sustained campaign against HTA and its complicity in genocide. Through rallies, pickets, and community outreach, the campaign exposed HTA's role in weapons manufacturing and successfully shut down work on an almost weekly basis. The campaign was one of many that highlights the complicity of innocuous Australian companies in the weapons supply chain that is murdering Palestinians. And we'll finish the program with the song Mauteni, sung by Asil Tayeh at the Nakba Day Rally 2022.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, and I also pass my respect to the true owners of this land, Wurundjeri. I've been thinking, and the people are asking me, are you ready to talk about the weapon manufacturing in Australia and what's going on in Palestine, what's going on throughout the world, from Ukraine to Africa? And there are some wars going to start in the next few years, unfortunately, somewhere in Latin America as well. So, and I've been grappling with where is the entry to all these points and how to start this speech or this conversation with you, more correctly said. I have to say that what you see here, this company, which is the HTA, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. It's a little pathetic company of death. But death is death. That's what they do. You all know that the Australian government from 2018 has shifted its policy from producing predominantly wool to clothe people and wheat to feed people to death industries. The Australian government is planning to expand this industry to $270 billion. Yeah. Already they have profited in these few short years. The least is $5.5 billion. Australian government is selling death. Whether it is Labour or the Liberals, they are in on it. You see, before I joined journalism, I left Australia and I was very young, I was very, revolutionary minded, so I went to war in Afghanistan. I have been under bombings. I worked all the way to, for a brief time, become the advisor to the Afghan president, the one before the ones that the Americans brought. And I've been behind the doors of power, and I know how the language goes and what they say. When you hear the Australian government is saying, we call for ceasefire, know that it's not gonna happen, because they know it's not gonna happen, they just want to sort of reduce the pressure. Israel, the Zionist movement, in all of its shameful acts, whether it's a Jewish Zionism or Christian Zionist, or now the Indian Zionists, or the Muslim Zionists who are now predominantly in power in the Middle East, they all are going to continue shed the blood of the innocent women and children. I want to tell you, you hear about they are producing parts for F-35 bombers. They're not jet fighters, they're not fighting jets, they are bombers and they are cowards. And I have been under bombings. When I get really, really tired, my hands start to shake as a result of that bombing. And on that day, when the jet fighter or the jet bomber dropped the bomb and it fell on a house, first of all, has anyone been under bombings here? Yes, one person. Yes. So the aeroplane, the bomber, flies supersonic and you don't hear the sound. The bomb has already been, or bombs have already been released. When you hear the sound of a jet bomber, that's already gone, the sound coming after. And then the bomb drops and you have no time to react. It fell 200 meters away from myself and a few other colleagues. We ran to the house, and what did I see? I saw what you see in Gaza, but this was in Afghanistan. A cow's horn had flown and hit the door, sorry, the wall, and just stuck there, and the cow was dead with the eyes out. We rushed inside a mud house, really a mud house. Water and mud put together to make a house, and that house was blown into pieces. And in one small corner of the yard, I could hear the sound of a lady crying, "Oh my baby, oh my baby." I had to pick up small little pinkies of a baby from amongst the rubbles. And where did we have to put it? As a sign of respect, to put a body back together in a shell of a skull with a little curly blondie hairs were all over it. And the smell of death, companies like this provide that opportunity for the killing of women and children. Yeah. These countries do not have defense forces, they have attack forces. I have seen them in the battlefields. 15 minutes of fight with a real man, they call for air support. 15 minutes. I come from Afghanistan. We fought against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. We never had sophisticated weapons. Some of the weapons were from the First World War. Some of them were muskets, and people would laugh at those type of weapons. But the people of Afghanistan had the heart. So I say to these criminal people, you have the technology, we have the heart, and we will defeat you all the time. You have the watch, we have the time. Palestine will be free. 75 years of occupation of Palestine by people who are not even Jews. They are converted people from Europe and other countries, mother from Germany, father from Austria or somewhere else, even atheists. But they claim that God gave them the land of Palestine. That's the irony of it. And these governments are supporting them. So the Australian manufacturing of weapons of death, all weapons are weapons of death, does not begin and end here. This can be shut down any day. And well done, and good to you to get this shut down. But remember, this fight continues. It must continue. It is not just about Palestine. Today we see the blood of Palestinians being shed again and again. And this Ramadan is coming next month. And I promise you, and you will see, that they will not do anything. Because every Ramadan, the Israeli, bloodthirsty, fascist and Nazi government bombs Palestine, bombs Gaza, bombs West Bank, kill the Muslims and the Christians. Palestine is not just the land of the Muslims. It's the land of three people and all people. The land of the Muslims, the land of the Christians, and the land of the Jews who are decent and not Zionist Jews. When we say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that does not mean that we are going to get rid of the Jews from that land. We are saying there is going to be one state of Palestine, the historic Palestine, where the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims can live side by side peacefully. Yeah. These companies, they have a long, long breath in swimming in the rivers of blood. And I want you to have the long, long breath to swim in the waters of peace and fight until Australia changes its policy of becoming one of the global leading manufacturers of weapons. This is nothing what you see here. I have been to Afghanistan, to Yemen, to Iraq. I have seen death and destruction. A lot of my colleagues were bombed and killed from Al Jazeera because they always kill the messenger. Yeah? So what we have to do is to have long breath in this fight. Yemen is burning. Sudan, Australian government just signed an agreement to sell weapons to Sudan. And you can find that online, and you can see that the Australian government has done that. But these companies go on their pamphlet to say, we are sustainable. We care about saving the trees, and they make donations to save trees. And yet, at the same time, they are manufacturing weapons of death, and they are journalists who are not true journalists, because I worked with people who are not journalists. But they were in the news media. And those people will then go on to write that the Muslims are the terrorists. Whereas here is a nest of terrorism right behind us. And they are producing these weapons. Yeah. So, and they pride themselves. Look at the pamphlets. The pamphlets of these companies. You think it's a Valentine's Day for them. They are selling something for love and connection of humanity. But the truth of it is, they are selling weapons that tears apart children. And they are really, really cowards. They live behind walls, behind barbed wires, behind lies. And they say, we are men. So I say to you, please have a long, long breath and fight this until Australia is no longer a leading or one of the leading weapons manufacturers. Thank you.
والحياة والنجاة والهناء والرجاء في هل أرى سالما منعما وغانما مكرما سالما هل أرى في علاك تبلغ السماك موطني موطني. الشباب لم يكن همه أن يستقل أو يبيد. نستقي من الردى ولن نكون للعدا كالعبيد. لا نريد أعلى، لا نريد ذلنا المؤبدا وعيشنا المنكدا. ذلنا المؤبدا وعيشنا المنكدا. لا نريد بل نعيد مجدنا التلي، مجدنا التلي. موطني موطني موطني. الحسام واليرع لا الكلام والنزاع. رمزنا رمزنا مجدنا وعهدنا. وواجب من الوفا يهزنا يهزنا. عزنا عزنا غاية تشرف وراية ترفرف. غاية تشرف وراية ترفرف. يا هناك في عناك قاهرا عيدك، قاهرا عيدك. موطني موطني.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.